Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is November 27th, and our reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 1. Beginning in verse 2, Peter says this, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord." I don't know about you, but I need more grace and more peace, right? I need other people and God to give me more grace and peace, and I need to have more grace and peace for other people and for my world, right? God, increase my grace, increase my peace. And he says this increase comes as we grow in our knowledge of God and of our Savior Jesus. So our grace and peace is anchored in the person, the character of God. I love that. Then he says this, verse 3, "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life." Man, I love that. "We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence." Isn't that good? So he's given us everything we need for life and godliness, and we receive that from him as we come to him and grow in our knowledge, as this relationship is cultivating. This is why our mission as a church is to help you learn to be with Jesus so you can become like Jesus, and together we can do what Jesus did. Because when we are with Jesus, we receive from Jesus everything we need for life and godliness. I love that. We receive it from the Lord. And then he says this, watch, this is an interesting balance, tension. He says, "In view of all of this, make sure you supplement your faith." So in addition to what we receive by grace, that what we receive freely from God, we want to add to that some things. We want to supplement our faith with generous provisions of moral excellence. And with moral excellence, we want to add knowledge, and we want to add self-control. We want to add patient endurance. We want to add godliness. We want to add brotherly affection, and we want to add love for everyone. So Paul says, in addition to what we're receiving, we want to add to what God is doing. We want to add what we can do. And listen, that is the Christian life. We live in this tension. On one hand, we're receiving freely from God, and he's producing his life in us. On the other hand, we're doing what we can, right, to submit ourselves to God, to crucify our flesh, to follow after Jesus, to cultivate this relationship, and not just be hearers, but to be doers of the word, right? And so we're in this partnership with God. He's working in us, and we're doing all that we can to work and to cooperate with him in our sanctification. In fact, he says in verse 8, "The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted. They're blind. They're forgetting that they've been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you're really among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you'll never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." See, he says, listen, because we're the children of God, man, let's run after everything that God has for us. Let's make sure that we're in the faith. Let's make sure that we're growing and maturing. Let's make sure there's the fruit of the Spirit in our life. We don't want to just slip into heaven. No, we want to be children of God who are building the kingdom of God, so that when we do get to heaven, man, there's a grand entrance, a grand celebration, because you have come home to receive your reward. Man, isn't that encouraging? Isn't that exciting? Well, then he goes on to say in verse 16, For we are not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes. When he received honor and glory from God the Father, the voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, "This is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy." We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Because of that experience, we have an even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and Christ, the morning star, shines in your hearts. It's interesting in verse 19, he says the morning star, or some translations say day star. The name of our church originally was Daystar, and it comes from this verse. We renamed our church a couple years ago to Definition. But what Peter says in this passage is, listen, Jesus has promised he is going to come again, and you can trust his promises. Why? Because we have seen his glory. And he's talking about the transfiguration. When Peter was with Jesus and he saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus revealed his glory to them in that moment. And then God the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my son whom I'm well pleased." And so they saw the glory of God and they heard the voice of the Father. And of course, they saw the resurrected, glorified Christ. And all of that for Peter means, hey, we can trust in the promises of God. And if Jesus said he's coming again, he's coming again, right? And so we want to live with an anticipation, an excitement, a faith that Jesus could come back today. Then I want to share this final verse, verse 20. Above all, we must realize no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding. So he's talking about all those promises. Or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God. So God, the Holy Spirit, moved on the authors of the Old and New Testament, inspired, moved these men to write and to communicate his will and purposes, his heart to all of us. And so Peter says, listen, when you read Scripture, just remember, it is from God. God moved, the Holy Spirit moved upon these men to write these words, to build our faith, and to help us to understand what God is doing throughout redemptive history and what we can look forward to in the days to come. Man, we can trust in God's word because God moved by his Spirit on the men who wrote this verse. More than 40 men over a 1,500-year period wrote what we have in both the Old and New Testaments. And here Paul is saying the Holy Spirit moved on those men and we can trust what they've written. It's a message from God and we can hang on to those promises. Isn't that good? Come on, let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for this word today. And I pray for every person listening. God, give us all more grace and more peace as we grow in our knowledge of you. God, our grace and peace is anchored in your person, in your character, who you are and all that you've done. So God, increase our grace, increase our peace. Help us to rest in you and help us to grow in our capacity to cultivate this relationship. I thank you for everybody that's joining me in this podcast every day, trying to connect with you and grow in their faith and open the word. God, we thank you that you have given us all that we need for life and godliness. So we receive that by faith. And God, we're going to do all that we can to move towards you and to bring our life into submission to your word so that your kingdom grows in us. And so God, we thank you for all your promises. We're hanging on to those promises. We can't wait for your return. In fact, we pray, Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. We're standing on your word. We trust you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me today. I hope that encourages you. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.